That was fun. Obviously, I didn't go, though, as I am here at UVM. Right? Chapel Hill, Sonic Youth, and Little Sister, Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. Not sure what else to say about that, actually. Oh, this next song is by Porno for Pyros, which is kind of an obscure, like, peripheral band of the 90s. And they actually apparently recently came out with a new album, I think in November. This one, I think, was from a couple years ago that I'm about to play. But they came out with a new album in November, which is exciting because they didn't come out with that many albums. And I thought they broke up. So I guess they're back together, which is pretty cool. And I'm excited to share this one with you because, yeah, it's exciting that they're making music again. It's cool to know. So we're going to get into that. Agua. It's called by Porno for Pyros. Fun band, as always. And yeah, it's been a while. Haven't listened to them in a very long time, so this is pretty exciting for me.
Yeah.
Petals by Hole. That's what you're hearing now. That song was kind of intense, wasn't it? Always a good one, though. Okay, Courtney Love, thank you for that. And we had Agua, Live Porno for Pyros, before that, both of which were cool songs. When I was in Costa Rica, over break, we were staying in this log cabin, on this mountain called Cerro de la Muerte, and we were staying, it was cold, and we were staying in this cabin, and I remember somebody brought a speaker with them, and my friend Jesse, who was there, said, "You guys, you have to listen to this song. I'm going to play it for you guys." And I remember everybody was just, you know, hanging around and whatever, doing what they do, reading a book or painting or playing cards or something, just hanging around. And she put the song on and she was like, "You guys, you have to listen to this. It's such a good song." And I agree. It was a really good song and I never heard it before that. So thank you, Jesse, for showing me that song. And yeah, we are about halfway through the show today. It's 5:30. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain. Currently, you are tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington on a lovely Thursday evening. Lovely Thursday evening. After this, probably gotta go grocery shopping, which is the worst thing that I could possibly do after this. The past few days, I went grocery shopping last week, but I didn't get that many things, and then this week, you know, I didn't have much, and so the last few meals I've had, you know, a couple of eggs and a piece of frozen naan, so ready to branch out, but I've actually run out of eggs, though, so I can no longer eat eggs, because simply there are no more to eat. And that's okay. And on the drive back up to school from coming home, I actually landed at the airport at 6 in the morning on Sunday. And then I was supposed to sleep for a few hours and then drive back up. And I couldn't do it. I simply couldn't. I was too tired. Traveling is kind of a lot of work. It was fun, but it was tiring for sure. But on the drive up, I once again put in that trusty old CD, Number 4 by the Stone Temple Pilots. I've spoken about this before on my show, probably 2 years ago at this point, but which is crazy. Time is weird. How have I been in college for 4 years? I don't understand, but I'm not going to panic or think about that at this moment, but we're going to listen to the Stone Temple Pilots right now. I Got You. The song is also, you know, the theme about this show's songs is that they're all kind of, you know, they're a little melancholy, but in a cool way, in a interesting retrospective way. But yeah, I like this one a lot.
I got you.
I got you, babe, the sorrow all my day.
Luna. That's gotta be one of my favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs of all time. Which, as if you know me, the Smashing Pumpkins are kind of new for me. Not that I've recently learned about them, but I've recently started enjoying them. Which is crazy. There are still songs that I do not enjoy, but I do. I gotta say, Scott Pilgrim knew what he was talking about. So that was Luna off of Siamese Dream. That was just a nice little tune. Little melody, if you will. And then there was I Got You, Stone Temple Pilots. Kind of a crazy song. I think that song is honestly about him doing hard drugs, which is a shame. For sure. Good song nonetheless, though. I will agree with that. But, yeah, 5:41. I think we ought to keep it going if we want to squeeze in as much as possible. Here is my favorite Wilco song of all time. Haven't played this one for you yet, just because I haven't had, like, a mellow show in a while. So this is the mellow day of, you know, getting back into the swing of things. Final semester, just had my plant physiology lab. It was nice, though. It was fun. Drew some plants. I was giggling a lot. We were laughing about, there was like this toxic substance that we had to wear gloves and not touch. And it was just, you know, it makes things a lot more silly when, I don't even know. I didn't touch the toxic substance. I just was laughing a lot because I had friends in the class. But we were just giggling about things. I don't even know what things they were. There was just a lot of giggles happening. This is Impossible Germany. Germany. I don't know why I said it like that. Impossible Germany by Wilco. One of my favorite songs ever.
Germany, unlikely Japan, wherever you go, wherever you land, say what this means to me, I'll do what I can. Unlikely Japan. Fundamental problem, all need to face. This is important, but I know you're not listening. Oh, I know you're not listening. Understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. This is what love is for, to be out of place. Gorgeous and alone, face to face. Problems need to be erased. Nothing more important than to know someone's listening. Now I know.
you say the hill's too steep to climb.
Pink Floyd, one of their best, I would argue that. It's a good one. That's off of Metal, such a strange album, but still enjoyable. That's what, you know, Saint-Tropez is off of, the da, 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 da. You know the one I'm talking about. So silly and so fun, and guess what? It's 5:53 on this Thursday evening. My name is Ivy. You're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. My show is Ivy on the Mountain. I want to thank you all for listening today to my show. And yeah, this is exciting. New slot. Tuesdays are Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Super exciting. stuff. So, yeah, this is awesome. I'm psyched and pumped for the semester. We've got good things coming. And, yeah, thanks again. I'm going to leave you all with one more song. We've got Super Stupid Funkadelic to close it off. Enjoy and stay tuned.